Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me this evening to Matthew? Matthew chapter 8, and then Luke chapter 7. In these Friday evening services for the last few weeks, we have been on a series of healing. We're calling it Receiving and Ministering Healing. How many believe in healing? Jesus was a healer, and He is a healer. Amen. Amen. And so we've been going through the four accounts of the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, looking at the individual cases of healing that occurred under Jesus' ministry. Now, you might think there's more because different writers record the same ones, but there's only about 19 such cases recorded. Now, that's not all the people that got healed. I mean, there's times it says multitudes were healed. Great multitudes were healed. Everybody that touched Him got healed. Everybody He touched got healed. But where it tells who the person was, what was wrong with them, what they said and did, what Jesus said and did, and how they got healed, there's only about 19 of those. So we have begun one by one looking at these individual cases of healing. And we noticed that the majority of the people in these situations got healed through their own faith. If you'll go through and you'll see that again and again it talks about Jesus told them, your faith has made you whole. As you have believed, so be it done to you. According to your faith, be it unto you. And we found that out, and you'll see it, that in the majority of these individual cases, their healing, or I should say it like this, their individual faith was a determining factor in them receiving healing. Not everyone, but most of them. So we looked at the healing of the leper, and we looked at the healing of Peter's mother-in-law, and we looked at the healing of the man born by four, the healing of the paralytic. And we looked at the healing of the nobleman's son. And then last week we looked at the healing of the man with the withered hand. This week, let's look at the healing of the centurion's servant. The centurion's servant that we just read about a few days ago in Luke chapter 7. So we'll read first of all, you know how we do it, in Matthew the 8th chapter, and then we'll go jump right straight to Luke, the 7th chapter. This is the same healing, but different accounts of the same healing. Let's pray. Get in faith about utterance. Get in faith about receiving. And how many believe it's the Lord's will, if somebody had a problem in their body here tonight, to be healed? Tonight. Somebody said, well, you just never know. If you believe, you know. No. It's God's will. I mean, you wouldn't talk that way about people being born again. If you say, well, you know, we got people that's not saved, not born again here tonight. If we give an altar call, what do you think? Is it God's will for them to be saved? Folks say, well, you just never know. They could go down and pray and see, but how would we know? Well, if they got saved, we'd know it was God's will. And if they didn't get saved, well, we'd know it wasn't His will to save them. We know better than that. How many know better than that? Amen. That if somebody came down and prayed and left and didn't get saved, that doesn't prove that it wasn't God's will to save them. It proved that for some reason they didn't believe, they didn't receive. Right? Healing is exactly the same way. Everything in God is that way. No. It's God's will to save everybody. It's God's perfect will that everybody be born again. Now, not everybody is, but it's still His will. It's God's will for all His people to be healed. Not everybody is, but it's still His will. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And if somebody's in this place hurting tonight or got a bad report, a negative report from the doctor, it is God's will for you to be healed now. I said, boy, you say that so bold. You don't even blink an eye. Because I know it.
Amen.
I've seen it. Amen. Amen. It's the Word.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And I've had people, you know, had a fellow come one time and he was kind of testy about it. He said, well, we don't believe that at our church. I said, well, you have healings and miracles at your church? He said, no. I said, well, that's interesting, isn't it? I said, y'all don't believe it. You don't preach it. And you don't believe it, and you don't have it. We preach it. We believe it. You heard the testimonies, didn't you, tonight? We have testimonies every week. We didn't solicit these. We didn't call anybody. These people gave these things of their own accord. We tell people the contrary. Now, don't say something if you're not sure, if you don't know. But these things are happening on a regular basis because wherever there's faith to reach up and meet God, there's going to be results in the earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I don't believe that. Well, you won't be bothered with it. Because these signs follow them that believe, not them that scoff and doubt and are skeptical. Sometimes people, you know, they want to say, well, prove it to me. You know, prove it to me. No, the Lord didn't call us to prove it. He called us to preach it. It's up to you if you believe it or not. Now, if you believe it, He'll prove it. If you'll believe it. But you can't say, well, prove it, and then I'll believe it. Well, no, that's like saying seeing is believing. That's not true. But this man, the centurion's servant, was healed, and there's detail recorded about it. So let's pray and get into the Word and believe for God to tailor this to you and I tonight and fit us exactly what we ought to hear. Father, we thank You for Your holy Word. What a privilege it is to be able to see and hear the wonderful things in the Word of God. We thank You for Your Holy Spirit You've sent to indwell us and teach us, guide us into all truth, bring to our remembrance everything You've said to us, and show us things to come. We ask for everybody to have eyes that are open to see, and ears open to hear, and heart open to receive. Let there come light and revelation of truth that makes free, answers to questions, solutions, and direction, that the faith of the hearer may rise up and receive healing and wholeness and soundness, for we are persuaded it is Your will. Get glory to Yourself in the healing of our bodies as well as the salvation of our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew, the 8th chapter and the 5th verse. Y'all ready? You're awake?
Yep.
Here we go. When Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to Him a centurion beseeching Him, and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Don't you like that?
Yes.
Whew. No vacillation. No ifs and ands and maybes and we'll sees, or you just never know. I will come and heal him. Everybody say it out loud. I will come and heal him. Who said that?
Jesus.
Has He changed? Is He still saying the same thing today? Yeah. I'll come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that You should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, He marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so be it done to you. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, turn to Luke, and let's read Dr. Luke's account. See what the good doctor says. Luke 7, in the first chapter. I'm going to read this to you out of the Living Bible. You follow along in whatever you have. Luke 7, 1. When Jesus had finished his sermon, he went back into the city of Capernaum. Just at that time, the highly prized slave of a Roman army captain was sick and near death. When the captain heard about Jesus, he sent some respected Jewish elders to ask him to come and heal his slave. So they began pleading earnestly with Jesus to come with them and help the man. They told him what a wonderful person the captain was. "If anyone deserves your help, it is he," they said, "for he loves the Jews and even paid personally to build us a synagogue." Jesus went with them, but just before arriving at the house, the captain sent some friends to say, "Sir, don't inconvenience yourself by coming to my home, for I'm not worthy of such honor or even to come and meet you. Just speak a word from where you are, and my servant boy will be healed. I know, because I'm under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my men. I only need to say, go, and they go, or come, and they come. I say to my slave, do this or that, and he does it. So just say, be healed, and my servant will be well again." Jesus was amazed. Turning to the crowd, he said, "Never among all the Jews in Israel have I met a man with faith like this." And when the captain's friends returned to his house, they found the slave completely healed. Hallelujah. How many believe this really happened? Just like we read it, it happened just like this. Can it happen today? Well, is God alive today? Is he real? Is he still doing the same things? Is his will still the same? Like we said before, Jesus is the express person and manifestation of the person of the Father God. He said, "I do always those things that please him." He said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." So what are we looking at right now then? Are we not looking at the manifest will of God? Are we not looking at the will of God in action? The manifest will of God for all men, for all time. That's what we're looking at.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, "The Centurion's Servant," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R718. That's R718. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.